On this, Omar Lu Rapa said back, no. Imi Pivkodin Garmilo Rabbonin, the Kuliyama Loi Pligi, the Doin Mino Mino. Papa wants to say no. He holds, even the Rabbonin would agree, that if we have to come on to learn out from Shavuos HaPikodon, we would learn out all the halachas from Pikodon. Just like the Shavuos HaPikodon applies outside Beis Din, the Rabbonin would also agree that a Shavuos Eidus would apply outside Beis Din. If so, why did the Rabbonin say no, that a Shavuos Eidus is only inside Beis Din and not outside? Elahainu time of the Rabbonin, not the reason the Rabbonin is. To Maisilah B'Kal V'Chayma, I tell you, the Rabbonin learn out that if you swear yourself, you make a shvur by yourself that you do not know Eidus, that you chayiv, not from a gzeirah shavah from Pikodin, but it's a kal v'chayimah by itself. Uma mipi acherim chayiv, by shvur said, as the pasuk says, v'shom akel olo, you hear from somebody else that swears for you, and you still say no. So if you're chayiv, because somebody else made a shvur for you, so it's a kal v'chayimah that you be chayiv if you yourself make a shvur. Kal v'chayimah chayiv is Yema Mipi Acherim Chayiv Mipi Yatzvah Lekol Shechein Omidi Maisla V'Kal V'Choyma. Once the Rabbonim learn it out from the Kal V'Choyma, they hold Da Yolov Min Adin Lios Kenadin. When you learn out from the Kal V'Choyma, you can't learn out stricter than it says by the Chomer. So Ma Mushrim Mipi Yatzvah Acherim Madach, by the thing that it says clear in the Torah, that if somebody else makes you swear that you're Chayiv, it's only the Beis Din. And so if you want to learn out a Kal V'Chayma now, that if you swear yourself also you chayiv, it could only be the Beis Din in, shle the Beis Din lai. That's what it says by Acherim, is Af Mushra Piyatzmai. When you're learning out now a Kal V'Chayma, that if you yourself make the Shvur Yechayiv, it's the same Sfora, mi pi Beis Din in, shle mi pi Beis Din lai. That's what Papa wants to say. That of course everybody holds, doin mino umino. Ugzeir Shabbat teaches us everything. Just here the machlokes is, the Rabbanan know the Svara, the Limud is a Kal V'Chayma, and therefore you're from Dayoi. When you make a Kal V'Chayma, you can't learn out more than you find by the Kal. You can't put more by than the Kal is to the Chayma. Omrule Rabbanan Rapapa, to Rabbanan right away said that to Rabbanan, to Rapapa. Mi Matzis Amrit, is it possible to say, to lav v'doin mino mino pligi, that this is not the machloekas, that you want to avoid this. You, Rav Papa, want to avoid this machloekas and say, everybody holds, doin mino mino, and it's a new machloekas with a Kal V'Chayma. Is that true? I'll prove it to you not like this. That according to Rabbanan, the limud is gzeir shava, and they hold, doin mino, v'yuki b'yasra. They do not hold like you in gzeir shava. What's the proof? The Yotnan will learn like this. The Yotnan gabi pikodin. We'll learn later on, we'll see in the Daf Lamed Vav, about a Shvur Sapikodin, if Reuven gives something, a chair to Shimon to watch, and later he asks for it back, and Shimon says, I don't have it, or I gave it back to you already, and he swears false. So it says, Gabi Pikodin, Shvur Sapikodin, Neheges Ba Noshim Uvanoshim, it pertains to whether the man is a man or a lady, for a Chaykim or a Kravim, it has nothing to do with Aedis. So even though it's a Karav, it's a relative, it could also be a Shvur Sapikodin. Diksherim Uvipsulim, whether the person is possibly Aedus, it doesn't make a difference. Lamaisa now, he's the Baal of Pikodin. He has the right to make the other person swear. Bifnei Beis Din, Bishalai Bifnei Beis Din. Whether the case is inside Beis Din, whether it's outside Beis Din, the person swears false is Chayiv. Mipiyatzmai Mipiyacherim. Whether the person is swearing himself, or whether the Teveya is making him swear, still, Ein Chayiv Ach Yichru Boi Beis Din. Dibur Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds, it's like this. If it's Yemepiatzmoy, if you swear yourself, then you chayiv even outside Beis Din. Or Mepiacherim, but if somebody else is making you swear, then ain't a chayiv at Yichru by the Beis Din. Then you're only chayiv even by Shvur Sapikodin, even though in the Parsha Pikodin doesn't say Beis Din, still you're only chayiv if the Shvur took place in Beis Din. So you have to understand why. By the Pasha Shvur Sapikodin, it does not need Beis Din. Still, Rabbi Meir says, when you make the Shvur Mepiacherim, and the Pshat is, that in the Pasha Shvur Sapikodin, it only says there, if you yourself swear. How do I know if somebody else swears for you? We learn it out from Shvur Sedis. So once you learn it out from Shvur Sedis, you'll doin mino, v'yuki b'yasro. You have to put back that Pasha. Are you learning it out from Shvur Sedis? You have to you take the parsha Shavuos Eidus, just like Eidus is only inside Beis Din, hereby because and also it's only inside Beis Din. But the Chum argue and say no, the Chum Maimrim Beimipiatsmai or Beimipiacherim by a Shavuos HaPikodin, whether you're swearing for yourself or whether the Tavei is swearing for you, Kivrin Shekofa Boy, as long as you, the Shomer, denies it and says, no, I do not have the Pikodin anymore, Chayiv. In such a case, he's Chayiv. So the Kisu is Tia Machlaikis by Shavuos HaPikodin in the case of Mushvam Mepiacherim, where somebody else makes the Shavuos for you, is a B'dafkir in Beis Din like Shavuos Eidus, or is it even outside Beis Din? Because we say Uke Biasra, we put the Chiddush back into our own Pasha, or Shavuos HaPikodin. So it's like this. Mushvam Mepiacherim V'Pikodin Minolu. How do we know then the case of a Pikodin? Where Reuven says to the Shomer, give me back my Pikodin. And the Shomer says, no. So Reuven says, I want you to swear for me. And he still says, no, I don't have it. So Minolu Rabbon in the Chayit, how do we know in such a case by Shavuos Mepiacherim that the Baldover is Chayit? It does not say a Shavuos Mepiacherim by Pikodin. Love isn't the Pshat, the Gamri Lo Meidus, that Rabbon learn out Shavuos HaPikodin from Shavuos Eidus. That just like by Shavuos Eidus, the pasuk there says, V'shoma Kol Olo, that you chayiv even if somebody else makes the Shavuos for you, who are din by Shavuos HaPikodin. And so, Shema Mino, B'doin Mino, U'mino, Pligi. So what's the machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan over here? If by Shavuos HaPikodin, where it's Mushum Pi Acherim, is it chayiv even outside Beis Din, or only inside Beis Din? So clearly the machlokes is, you're learning out with the Gzeres Shavah, Shavuos HaPikodin, from Shavuos Eidus. Because here there's no Kal V'chaimah. By Shavuos HaPikodin, the Torah says, Yechayiv, if you yourself swear. Okay, if you yourself swear, that's a Chomer. How do I know now if you're not swearing? Just the Tavei is making you swear. But we're supposed to say the Tavei is making the Shavuah for you. That you cannot make a Kal V'chaimah from when you yourself swear. So it must be learning it out from Shavuos Eidus. So you see, it's a machlokes. If you learn out from Shavuos Eidus, is it all the lock of the Shavuos Eidus that just like by Eidus is only inside Beis Din? So now by Pikodin also it's only inside Beis Din? Or else the Rabbanim say no, Uki Diasro. The Rabbanim say no. True, we're learning out swearing with Piacherim from Eidus. But now we're learning it back to the Parsha of Pikodin. Put it back completely in this Parsha of Pikodin. So Parsha of Pikodin, there's no din of Beis Din. Even outside Beis Din, Yechayiv. So now Mushum Piacherim is also Chayiv outside Beis Din. So you see clearly it's a machlokes that the Rabbanan hold the Gzeres Shavos is Doin Mino V'Yukei Biasro. So the Marin, this is true. In you're right. Rav Papa agrees. Meha, all Rav Papa meant to say was Meha Lek Lamashmu Minay Minoy. Just meant to say Miyahi In. Now it's from your case that Mishnah Shavos HaPikodin. You're right. There it's a proof. But all Rav Papa meant to say was, Meho, from our Mishnah over here, Lek L'mashma Mino. From our Mishnah alone, there would not be a proof that the Machoikis is Ukwa Ba'asru or not. It could be the Machoikis is about the Kal V'chaimah. But now that you proved to me the Mishnah over there, he admits that the real Machoikis is about how you learn the Gzeres Shavah. Now our Mishnah says, V'chayovim al-Zodin HaShvuah, that by Shvuah Seidish Yechayit Idu B'mezid, even though you know right now that you do know Eidus, and you swear false, you chayiv a korban. Minoni, mili, the Torah Rabbonin, the kulam nema ben venelam. By shvuas bitui, or by tumas mitzvah shekadoshav, it says the word venelam, only if you forget the avera. But vikan, by the pasha, shvuas say this, the nema by venelam. Lechayiv ala mezik kishagi, that you chayiv, even though you're amazed, still you chayiv a korban el of yerit. Then v'yashil goso, im zodunay, this mishnah says, you could be a ktsas shagi, but it has to be in Zodin Eidus, meaning that again, you know you're swearing false, just you do not know you chayiv a korban. You're a shoygeg in a korban that's also called a shoygeg. So Hechidam, what's the case talking about? Shigrosim Zodin Eidus, or Mevudam Arav, v'yoymer, yoydeya ani isha shvuas u'asura. The person knows that he's swearing false. He knows that really he knows Eidus, and he's swearing false that he does not know it. So he knows that he's over in Avera. That's his shaygik. He does not know whether he's chayiv a korban. Still here he's chayiv a korban. Of course, it's still called a mezid since he knows he's doing something wrong. But But if the person really thinks now that he does not know the Eidus, so he thinks he's swearing the truth, and later he realizes that he made a mistake, that he knows the Eidus, he's potter from the korban. Why? Because the Kur, you could learn that's called an honest. Like we had before, you were an honest. At the time when you swore, you really thought you're swearing the truth. So Mar says, if so, Lema Tanina, what? The Mar says, Lema, let's say, Tanina, from our mission is the proof, Lidiravkana Udravasi. Just to say, why do we need the Chiddush Gemara before? Before we had that a shvuah of an honest, you're potter. The Gemara said, what was the case that you're an honest? The case of Rav Kana Rav Asi. These were two Tamidim that heard a shir from the Rebbe, and when they came out of shir, each one said, I heard the Rebbe say Chayiv. The other one said, no, I heard the Rebbe say potter. And each one swore to what he said. So he said, there the potter from the shvuah is bitui. Why? Because if a person swears, he's not a shogeg, he's like an honest, he really thinks he's swearing the truth. So that was the Chiddush before, that he's put up on a korban. Says, so what do we need their Chiddush for? That's our Gemara over here also. That here the Gemara says by Shavuot say this, if you're a complete shogeg, meaning you really think you're telling the truth, you're put up on a korban. The Gemara says, no, I need both. The Gemara says, loy, afagav the tanan itzrach, even though we learned here in our Mishnah by Shavuot say this, still I need their Chiddush over there by Shavuot bitui. Because Sakut had the Chimin, I would have thought to say this. You know why over here by Shavuot say this? You're potter. If you're a complete shogeg, meaning you really think you're telling the truth, because Siv, Hochot like Siv and Elam. Here by Shavuot, does not say the word Vanelam, you forget. So therefore, the Bein and shogeg, do me the mazit. Therefore, here the shogeg has to be that you know you're doing something wrong. Just you do not know your Chayav Karvin. But if you do not know you're doing anything wrong, it's not daima demezid, that's why here you're potter. Ah, vol hosam by shvuz bitui. Tichsiv in elam, there it says you do forget something, so by forgetting maybe afilu shigagosa koldu, maybe forgetting everything, by shvuz bitui, if you log over there, you're swearing that your Rebbe said it's chayiv, and you really believe that your Rebbe said you're chayiv. But lemaisi you're a shogeg, because you should have listened better. Lamaisa, your Rebbe said that you're potter. So why are you saying Yechayiv? You didn't listen that good. So that's called the shogeg. So there I would have thought to say that since it says the words vanilla, any small type of a shogeg is also Chayiv a carbon, Shuas Bitui, is Chayiv carbon of Yared, Kamash Malan. That's why even though we have our mission here, still we need the Chiddush before from Rav Kana and Rav Asi that you're potter from the Shua is potter from the carbon, even by Shuas Bitui, where it does say the word vanilla. Now the Mishnah explains, Shvuah says this case said, what is the case of a Shvuah that an Eid swears he does not know the Eidus? So Omar Lishnayim, the U.S. Yesterday Mashmas Badavka, because there's a Taveya. This Ruvain comes to two people and tells them, Omar Lishnayim, Boyu V'yadunin, listen, you know the way Ruvain owes me $1,000, come to Bezin V'yadun for me. And they answer back to two of them and say, no, Shvuah Sheinonu Yod M'chaydis. We swear to you right now, we do not know Eidus for you. That's one case. Oi, or else, Shomru loy, einonu yoidin l'chaydus. They answer just back without a shvuah, they just say, no, we do not know Eidus for you. So the person gets mad and says, listen, mashbiya ani aleichem, I am making a shvuah upon you, if you know the Eidus or not. The yomru amen, and they answer back, amen, yes, is harayye l'chayovim. These cases are chayiv. And they're both considered a shvuah mitiyatsmoi. It's considered like he himself made the shvuah he had before. It's like we'll so see the other we had before. Ha'ina amen is k'maisi shvuah mitiyatsmoi. What's going to be though like this? Hezbi alayim chomesh pomim chus lebezdin. Five times the tzeveya meet these two eidim outside bezdin, and every time they keep on saying mashbi ani aleichem, I want you. I'm swearing for you, and they don't answer. They don't say anything. Or it could be even if they're kafri, if each time they say no, we do not know, no, we do not know. They do not say amen. They're just kafri. They say no, we do not know. And now will bowl the bezdin have to come to bezdin for haidu. And in bezdin they admit that they do know eidus. In such a case, pturim, they're potter from a korban. Even though outside bezdin they were kafar, but a kfir outside bezdin means nothing. Because even though you said outside you do not know, but you're still fit to be an aid. You're fit to come into Bezdin and say Eidus. So therefore, you're part of the Korban. What? It is a shvua. The person outside said, Mashbi ani aleichem, I want you to swear for me. So if you would have answered Amen, you would have been chayiv. But you did not answer Amen. It's only called a mushma pi achirim. So outside there's the nipotah. What's going to be, then even if, yeah, what's going to be the kofru? When you come into Bezdin right now, in Bezdin you're kofru, you say, no, I deny it. But this person comes to Bezdin and says, listen, five times I met him outside Bezdin, and every time I said, Mushpani Alechem, I'm putting a shvu upon you. And every time you said, no, 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 and now in Bezdin also, you're saying no, you're just being kofru. You're not saying Amen. You're just saying no, I do not know the Eidus. Now by being kofra in Bezdin, it's called the kfira in Bezdin, says considered like the shvua took place in Bezdin, and it's a chiddush shechayy five kabonis. Like with Ash and the Pasuk in the Gemara, liyachas mielu, that by shvua say that sometimes shechayy more than once. You can be chayy five kabonis for one kfira. But the kfira now takes place in Bezdin. What's going to be hezbi aleim heipom in b'fnei Bezdin? Let's say the whole case took place in Bezdin. But in Bezdin, the Reuben wakes up now and says to the two Edim there, I want you to say this for me. They say no. So he says, Mushpani Alechem, I'm putting a shoe upon you. And they said, no, we do not know. A second, third, fourth time. So Lachar is, the Kofru, and every time they said no, Einim Chayav Melachas. In such a case, the Edim are only Chayiv, one carbon shoe of Edis, not more. What's the reason? Amr Rab Shimon, Matam, what's the reason? Hoyu v'yeinim yichoylam lachzor ulohoydus. That the lachzor is like this. If in Bezdin itself you say you do not know Eidus, that's like Agoda. You're telling Bezdin now Eidus that you do not know. So the lachzor of Kivan Shigid, Shuvan Chayzer Magid. If you would change your mind now and say I do know Eidus, you're not fit. Bezdin will not leave you. So once you call for the first time, that's it. You cannot be a Shvus Eidus a second time. Of course, by the second time, you're not fit to be an aid. If you kofer outside Bezdin, that means nothing. You could now admit in Bezdin that I know the aidus, and Bezdin would be mekabelit. Therefore, every kfira is chal. But here, when it takes place in Bezdin, as soon as Bezdin hears the first time, no, that's it. Bezdin now hears aidus from you, that you do not know aidus. Bezdin will not be mekabel you anymore, even if you say you do know. Therefore, the second, third time, it's not called fit to be aidus. There's no chiyuv shvuas eidus. Kofru shneim chiyuv. Let's say both eidim were kofru b'vasachas. Shneim chiyuvim. Let's say in Bezdin that Reuven said to both of them, "Mushpani aleichem," and they both said no the same time. So before they said no, they were both fit to be Eidim, so it's called the Shruah Seidus. What's going to be the Zeach HaZeh? If the first one said no, and then later the second one said no, so Arishin Chayiv. Because at the time the first one is saying no, there's still a second Eid there, there's fit to be Eidus here. But Vesheni Potter, by the second time is Kofar, since the first one already said Kofar, he was already Kofar, he's only one Eid Echad left. An Eid Echad is not Neman by Mammon, so it's not called Eidus. He's not called fit to be an aid. There wouldn't be a parsha shvuah seidus. Now, what's going to be kofar echod? If the first aid is kofar for oido echod, so hakofar chayiv. So the chus trita that the one first he's chayiv. Hoyushnei kiti. What's going to be the more talk? What the chiddush over here is hoyushnei kiti. Let's say there were two different groups of aidus. Shnei kiti aidim. So kofar harishayna v'yachaka kofar hashniya shteim chayavist. Here it's better. Even though the first pair was kofar, but you have a second pair of Eidim, so they're fit to be Eidus. So when they're kofar, l'sheker, they're also chayiv a korban shvua. Yeah.
Suppose there are three Eidim.
Same thing. Shteim chayavs. Mipnei, she'edus shechol l'skayim b'shteim. That's the svar. Anytime you have left over at least two Eidim to say Eidus, so they're fit to say Eidus. So by them denying now, it's called the holding back a good Eidus. Therefore, the chayav akor b'shvuah seidus. Omar Shmuel says like this: Ru sherotzach reim. Let's say these two people, the two edim, see the way Reuven is running after them, and they understand already what Reuven wants. So they jump up fast. Amruloi, ma to rotzach reinu. What are you running after us for? Shvuah shenani yod nuchaydis. I'll swear. They swear by themselves. without Reuven being Tavei of them, they themselves jumped to swear, we do not know Edus. In such a case, Pturim. That's Shmuel's Chiddush, that's what he asked yesterday. In such a case, the Potter for sure say this. Ad sheyishma mipiv. You only chayiv if first the Taveya asks you for the Edus. And then you kafar, that's the Gzeras HaKosev. But if you jump to swear first, you're Potter. For the Mar, my Kamash, what are you teaching me, Shmuel? To me, it was not like this. It says, Aloha, we have later, Shilach biyad avdoi. If you, if the Baldor himself cannot come to Bezin, so you send your Evid to complain for you. Or else the Nitva, not the Taveya, the Nitva, the one that's being complained against, says, Mashbi ani alechem, I want to put the Shmuel upon you to Edim. Shematem yodim lo yedish etavo, that if you know Edis, come now to say Edis, viti yudu, and say it. And they say, no, we do not know Edis. Hare and lupturim. In these two cases, the Edim, even though they're denying the Shmuel, they're potter from a carbon Shmuel.